أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have reached 37th verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse, and then we'll be back with the discussion of the contents of the verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
And Moses said, My Lord is more knowing than we or you of who has come with guidance from him and to whom will be succession in the home. Indeed, wrongdoers do not succeed.
So, dear listeners, up to now, we are aware of the story of Prophet Moses, how it started, and how and when did Moses consider this heavy responsibility, when he accepted this responsibility, and when he was commissioned with apostleship from the Almighty Allah. So, after preparations were made, about which we sufficiently discussed in the previous episodes and the previous verses, Moses is going to find his brother Aaron in the city, and then they go together to Pharaoh. But they do not accept, although they see the clear signs and different signs from the Lord of Moses and himself as well. They said that these are but nothing but forged sorcery, and we haven't heard our fathers of old doing it, or we've never heard of anyone being aware of this. ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. So, in response to that, we said that Moses needs to prepare, needs to bring forth something to convince them. So, in the previous verse, the entourage of Pharaoh boldly introduced the divine miracles as sorcery. They said that they hadn't heard such words in the history of their ancestors. But in this verse, Moses, in allusion, says that they told a lie, because before him, there were some people, there were some persons like Hadrat Yusuf who had the torch of guidance of their ancestors in his hand. And there were some people who had been circulating a religion of Abraham. So, and also, with a threatening tone, in answer to them, Moses started speaking. So Moses said, and this verse says,
وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَمَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
And Moses said, My Lord knows best who comes with guidance from unto him, and whose end will be best in the hereafter. So, when you look at this verse, when you look at the concept of the answer Moses provided, it indicates that Allah is well aware of this situation, though they accuse him of telling lie. How is it possible that Allah gives such a supernatural event to a liar who was the cause of his servant's aberration? The best proof of the legitimacy of his invitation is that Allah knows his intention and he has given him this position.
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
So, dear listeners, this is what Moses provides. This is how Moses actually provides the answer. He says, I'm not a liar, and you can see what kinds of capacities, what kinds of actually signs I do have with me. But a liar can't continue his job only for a short time. And Moses knew it. And at last, the curtain will be removed from his deeds. And that's what Moses tries to tell them. That is exactly how Moses tries to convince them. That he is implicitly telling them that even if you do try to reject me in this world, if you try to neglect me in this world, in this kind of situation that you have, there is a hereafter. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the sorcerers will not be successful wherever they go, because the unjust will not prosper. So this sentence may refer to the situation of the obstinate and arrogant people of Pharaoh, because this part that I said, this is from chapter Taha, and the sorcerer will not be the successful wherever he goes. It means that you have found the situation of my miracles and the legitimacy of my invitation, but you oppose me unjustly. And you know that there is aqibatud dar, there is a hereafter. And who are the people who will have a good situation therein? Also, what we need to be aware of is the application of the Quranic phrase aqibatud dar, because this is referring to this end, I mean, the end of the people in this world, or in the next world, or both of them. But the third meaning, of course, seems more comprehensive and more fitting. So that's how the verse actually ends. Verily, the unjust will not prosper. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. This is how Moses tried to convince these people, these obstinate people, with his firm response. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.